What are you going to teach?
Just teach the grades.
Yeah, grade school? All right, do you remember where your mother was born?
My mother was born in this county, Tallapoosa. And my father, too.
Both of them?
I don't think so. They knew each other until maybe just before they married.
Do you remember what your mother and father's education was?
Well, in that day, people didn't have much education. They were spending most of that time making a living after the war between the states.
Oh, really? Wait, was your father a farmer?
Farmer, yes. In his early life, though, he worked in the mill, cotton mill. But his health became impaired, and the doctor told him to get out of the mill and to go to a sawmill where he could breathe the turpentine from the lumber, the new lumber. And so he did. He went down here to, they called it Dixie then, down here near Cowija, and worked in a sawmill. That's before he ever started farming.
Okay. And was your mother a homemaker?
Yes, she was. I really don't remember whether she ever worked in the mill, and I don't believe she did. They were just plain country people.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about your mother's mother, your grandmother?
Oh, yes. She lived with an uncle, her oldest son, and my mother's brother, right near us. And she was a member of a very large family in Carrollton, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
You have?
Yeah.
I've never been to Carrollton. I've been several places. And my father's mother lived with us from the time just before I was born until she died. And that was just before I married.
Do you remember anything about your grandfather?
Well, my father's father was a farmer down here near Blue Creek somewhere in this county. And he was a rich planter, rich in slaves. You see, they had slaves then. He was a rich planter, and I don't remember how many slaves he had, but he had quite a number. And when he and my grandmother married, her father gave them 35 slaves. He was a very rich slave owner.
Yeah.
Down here, the mansion was down here close to Blue Creek. You wouldn't think about it to see that landscape down there. They never had a southern plantation down there, but that's where it was. And they had carriages and horses and everything that a rich planter had those days. And so if you remember in studying Alabama history, when Sherman came through the South, he gave orders to everything that they couldn't use to destroy. And so people hid their silver down in the well, just laid down in the well.